Yesterday, we spoke with comedian Tom Gleeson, who's running a negative campaign in an effort to win Australian television's most prestigious award, the Gold Logie. In the process, he's been highly critical of his fellow nominees, often mounting direct attacks on their character. Now, as you know, we're the national broadcaster. This is the ABC. This is Radio National. You're listening to RN. And it means we're all about balance, of course. So it's only fair we seek a right of reply from our next guest. Costa Georgiadis is a presenter on Gardening Australia. He's also nominated for the Gold. Welcome to RN Drive.
Patricia, thank you for the opportunity, as you say, to just keep things even. I think that's nice and fair.
I think that's right. Yesterday, Tom Gleeson said if you won gold, it would be a lie and make a joke of the Logies. What's your reaction to these comments?
Look, I understand that Tom has issues. He suffers nature deficit disorder from a young age. That's why he's hard. He needs to soften up. He needs to forest bathe. And I'm not going to dive into the negativity. He's been a little malicious about these things. But I'm looking at the reality that it's time for gardening to be in the spotlight. People are interested. People are interested in beekeeping. People are interested in the environment, but most of all, how they can do something, not how they can be negative or critical. There's enough negative news. Everyone's over that, Patricia. We want to talk about the fact that Gardening Australia is celebrating its 30th year. This is a bastion of knowledge and information, a place where people can come and act and do something. Comedy and soaps and reality TV, they've had their time. It's a cycle, and gardening is coming to the fore. And I think it's our time to shine, particularly given that we've had four nominations in a row. This is our fourth year in a row. It's our birthday. The compost bins are lining up. I think this is a vote for the environment. This is a vote for rewilding, for respecting nature, for being a part of it, for doing something, for composting, for creating places of habitat for our insects and our birds, and celebrating this. Negative campaigns. God, we've just come through 2 months of that.
You want to go positive, because, well, Tom's really gone there. You faced multiple character assassinations by Tom Gleeson throughout this campaign. You even went on Hard Chat a few weeks ago. How do you regard this negative approach?
I think the negative approach, you can see that, he's taking some of these tired political highways of yes, we'll just undercut and undermine, and it's tiring. I try and not engage with it. I think we need to step into the positive. I mean, we want to turn the red carpet green.
What do you think? I mean, are you essentially saying you as a gardener has more to offer the Australian community than a comedian or an actor?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think people can see that here's an opportunity, particularly for all of your listeners through the ABC networks. 43 years, Patricia, since Norman Gunston brought the gold medal, the gold Logie, home to the ABC, and I can see alliteration. I can see the connection. Gunston, gardening, Georgiadis. It rings well, and I think it's a beautiful way to put the ABC in the spotlight, in the media awards, the top media awards. This is them. Comedy. This is not a joke. Our environment is not a joke. I think,
You're running Tom's a climate a change election.
Yeah, well, we know where all this sits at the moment. It's bouncing around. It needs the stability of 30 years of environmental education, which Gardening Australia has been bringing the nation. And, you know, we're going from strength to strength. You know, we've upped the ante last year when we went from half an hour to an hour. We shifted from a Saturday night backwater to a Friday night front and centre to get people fired up for the weekend. We're bringing more and more children and families to the mantle of the garden. And I think,
well, all I can say is that my kids like you more than Tom Gleeson. It's true. They like, they want a garden. They don't, I just think it's what people want right now.
It really is. I mean, you know, there's this real interest in it's not just about the growing, it's about the therapeutic aspects. People are looking for a respite from a crazy busy world, and the last thing they need is more negativity. You only need to turn your phone on or your tablet or whatever you carry, and you just get bombarded. And you know, here we are as this little paradise, particularly at the end of the week to start the weekend. And but it's bigger than that. I mean, you know, in all seriousness, here's an opportunity for people to say, I'm voting for the planet. I'm not voting for, you know, a stunt. You know, we've seen plenty of stunts. You know, I'm going to see, he's a no show. He cancelled his show, you know, as a stunt to try and say, I'll win the Logie by purposely conning.
Well, deceiving.
Here. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would endorse that. And, you know, I told, and in all fairness, I said to Tom, I said, I see it, Gunston, Gardening, Georgiades, and Gleeson in 2020, you know, do some time, do some hard assessment and soften up. And when he softens up and gets a pulse on the community and realises that the negative campaign ain't going to get you there. People are over negative campaigns. That the political residue of negativity is stinging in people's eyes, whereas they come to gardening and they get a wonderful outlook.
Thank you so much for your time, Costa. Let's see how it all goes. I sounded a bit biased in that interview, like I was backing you. I don't want people to think there was some sort of, you know, conspiracy between us. There isn't. We haven't talked before this interview.
You gave me nothing. You just threw it open and I said, Patricia, grow for gold.
Grow for gold. Costa Georgiades there. He's the presenter on Gardening Australia. He's a nominee for the Gold Logie. Costa Georgiades. He wants the gold and he's saying he's not going negative. This is RN Drive.